All right, everyone. Gonna give you a little bit more of how to fix the future. Probably more of this coming, and probably some other stuff, because I've got other games I want to get into, especially since it is Masturbation Month. It's a good time to go through some of these and get into other ones. And I just got some more, so we got a lot. When I say we got a lot, we got a lot. You know it's exciting. I like it already. I've never played games. It's the main menu with a button, Elizabeth. Press play. There's no such button on the remote. It's a gamepad. God, how did you even get to this age? I've just never done this before. Why would I know how it works and what it's called? So you're gonna tell me what to press? And what are the options? Cross, circle, square, and triangle. It looks like a game already, like some kind of puzzle. Menu button is rectangular, so it's definitely square. Press it. Nothing happened. I thought for a second that you know what you're talking about, and you're as stupid as I am. For fuck's sake, just press all the buttons at once. Oh, got it. I wonder what button it was. I bet it's circle. And why didn't you suggest it straight away? Because get lost. Let's play. If your son played this game, then we should too. We should closely watch everything that's happening. This game is truly a mystery. I spoke to a couple of people that are versed in the field, from the game industry. Everyone's saying they have no idea where it came from and who's the developer. Then there must be a connection between this game and the disappearance of your son. I'm so sure of it. And I've never been wrong. I have a great instinct for that. But he turned up. I mean, the fact that he's left it like that is certainly weird. But he came back and left me a note. You know, it doesn't matter. I'm just glad he's fine. That's what matters. I was afraid that he was kidnapped. God forbid he was gone. And if suddenly we find some answers in this game, then fine. But I doubt that some game, even as mysterious as this one, can tell us where Grimm is. Damn it, really draws you, but so far nothing much is happening. Because you're going in the opposite direction. Shit, I really am, haha. You know, Grimm loves games. Since he was a child, he's always obsessed with all these fictional worlds, adventures. But I could never keep the conversation on this topic because I never stood anything, you know? No. I'm alright with movies, but the games? Not really. Now I kinda wish I would've tried it before. Oh look, I got some kind of reward. Do you have kids? Yes. You're a woman of few words, aren't you? Listen, Elizabeth, I'm not in the mood to pour my heart out, as I was early in the morning. All I want is to cut my motherfucking husband's balls off for a barbecue. Well, I know how you feel. Grimm's father was also quite an asshole himself. Why'd you break up? Work became more important than family for him. He stopped paying attention to us, and then after a series of events, he just left. Maybe he just didn't like having sex with you. No, we had good sex. It was frequent. Every other week on Sundays. Laughs loudly. Blah! Are you fucking kidding me? Is that what you call good and regular sex? I fucked my husband every day. Well, sometimes it was limited to him going down on me or me going down on him, but still, there were expectations. Maybe one of us was ill or we were busy or exhausted. Damn, I think during the entire marriage, the biggest break we had was a week max. Once every other week, you're something else. Yeah, well, then why did your husband have an affair if you're doing so well? And didn't you say that you have quite an instinct? Why didn't you feel something then? Fuck that. Veronica, I'm not a nympho, and I'm not judging you. My husband just chose his career over family. Although sometimes I really wanted to have sex more often, but toys have always helped me, quick and efficient. Oh, toys? I love them too. Which ones? Benoit balls? Clitoral vibrator? Vaginal? Anal? Wow. Holy shit. I don't even know what Benoit balls are. Clitoral vibrator? Vagina? Anal? Or excuse me, vaginal, anal, beads, dildo, anal plugs, nipple clamps, what? Or maybe a big anal dildo in the form of a fisting hand. God no, do you have all that? Well, almost all. Wow, I just have a simple vaginal vibrator and a dildo. She didn't even really have to say vaginal vibrator. That's not necessary. She can just say, I just have a regular vibrator and a dildo. How lame, you're missing out on so much. My dumbass husband once bought me a huge anal dildo, and we spent a month so my hole would get used to it and could take it all. Oh my god, let's drop the top. And you know what I found out later? This dickhead stuck it in this whore's asshole before gifting it to me. Can you imagine? Well, that's disgusting. What he's done and what you've told me now. And you said that you don't want to pour your heart out. You just got unlucky with a man. It's... unfortunately, it happens, but you're gonna find your man. A man who's not gonna shove big dildos into other women's anuses, who will love you and never cheat on you. But please, let's just stop talking about it. Cheers to our bright future. Hopefully my son is safe wherever he is now, and just be back home soon. And to the future without lies, betrayals, and hatred. To your son, yeah, and to the future without men. Or no, to the future where men crawl on their knees in front of women and are afraid to even look the other way at another or at another woman. I definitely drink to that future. I'm not sure that's even possible, but okay, as you wish. Okay, now give me the gamepad. I also want to try and eat those bang nets. They're really magical. Body really feels different, like I got lighter. I feel more free or something. Fucking hell, what the fuck? Well, where's my dick? Oh god, Kathy. Shit, what the fuck, where am I? Chloe? What? Give me back my boobies. And vagina, you're missing a vagina too. And vagina! Ah, ha, 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 ha. Fuck, I got it, that's hilarious. I didn't realize what's wrong. Guys, I'm on my own too again. Yay! Boom, chicks. Boom, chicks. Congrats, dude. You must feel surreal now. But what's that, a dab? How old are you? Too old, Grim. Too old. I danced to Britney, bitch. How do you think? He should say, how... How old do you think? I'm working on that. Wait a few minutes. Can anybody see my brother? I'm here. Dear Lord! Fuh! You're shitting me. How do I look? Terrible. How do I see it now? Hey, it's almost my dick, only I have a little smaller. Never thought I'd say that. Chloe, fix it immediately! Now! I'm trying. Don't yell at me. I didn't mean to. The following scene contains images that some players may find offensive. If you're too sensitive to trans content, just skip it. This scene was created for entertainment purposes only and depicted there won't change or influence characters in the game in general in any way. This is a simulation. We're gonna see, and then we're gonna go back. Ready, check it. No, still nothing. Holy shit, Grim, you have... what? A vagina. Fuck, Chloe, I swear on everything, I'll strangle you once I'm back. Take it off! Laughs hysterically. You know, I think we need to let the kids have some fun. Today we're not in a hurry anyway. We have all day. You think we should encourage this behavior? Laughs even louder until laughs turned into coughing. Olga, it's not a toy. It's a complex machine with software worth billions of dollars. And simulation isn't built for fun. It's for training. Oh, come on, Charles. Look at these carefree guys. They're from an entirely different time. Wouldn't you do the same if you were their age and you had the chance and you lived in peaceful times? Do you not have fun? Do you not have fun at all watching this? We grew up without a childhood, living and growing up in the harsh world without any fun. Let's just see how it is, being so carefree. Laughs hysterically. Well, I think we can try. Dude, stick a finger into it. Tell me, how is it? How you would feel? Or yeah, do you fucking mind? I won't shove a finger into this. I don't even want to know what I have between my legs. Oh, come on. Aren't you at least a little curious? It's every guy's dream. If you have dreams like that, dude, I got some bad news for you. Phew, that's hilarious. Oh god, I almost left all my organs out. Right, okay, let me fix this. Wait, Chloe, please make a vagina for me too. I want to try something. Maybe a dick you can fuck Grim in his vagina. I'd watch that. Nobody is going to fuck me in my vagina. Alright. Okay, you're already acquainted to your dick by vagina? Interesting. Wait, what? No, I misspoke. Don't hang on my words. Take it off. Make me a vagina so I can fuck my vagina with my dick. Why not? It's not gay if he has a real woman's vagina, right? And I'm curious how it is with this size. Fuck, guys. Disgusting. Along with Kathy. Chloe, stop. Fix this. Olga, would you mind if I do it a bit longer? Take your time. Great, thanks. Maybe you don't suck as much as I thought. You're kind of cool. I'm kind of cool. Oh, she'll like it. What the? There we go! Oh, baby girl, or should I say baby cow? Moo moo! Everyone, turn around! Holy shit! Fuck Grim, please! Sorry, but you're still pretty. It suits you. Fuck, sorry I said that. It sounded stupid. We can go beat Chloe up later if you want. And what did I do? It's not me! What suits you? Can I take a look? Whatever it is, I've already seen you naked. I'm your brother after all. Jacob, that's exactly why you can't. You see me naked when we were children. That doesn't count. Looks like you're enjoying them, baby girl. You know, in our time, people inject them with silicone. If you want, you can do that too. You become a real bimbo. You just need to dye your hair blonde, pump up your lips, and you'll be a real bimbo. Yep, that's a real thing! Chloe, please, you've had your fun. Can you take this all off and give our bodies back and put clothes on us? Why can't Olga intervene? Ugh, fine. Shrieks. Are you fucking kidding me? Are you for real, Chloe? I'll end you with my bare hands. You're fucked up. Don't shout at me. You wanted to give me your bodies back. It's not my fault the software is shit. Considers this as your body. The whole program should be rewritten. You should be rewritten. I don't believe you fixed it immediately. Chloe, my patience ran out. Are you fixed everything now? I'll beat the shit out of you. I swear to God, I'm not joking. How scary. Ha ha. Olga, are you even there? Okay, listen, Chloe. I think it's really time to stop. Let's give them their bodies back and dress them in the outfits for the simulation. But lastly, I'd also like to prank Grim, if you don't mind. Sorry, what? I said I'd also like to prank Grim. Oh, yeah, of course, go ahead. I always wanted to prank students during simulations. There's many opportunities which no one ever uses, and we haven't had a chance before. And for me doing this by myself, considering my status, but since you started it then... Oh, ready, haha, what do you think? Huh? I'm saying, what do you think? Oh, this really is something. Ha ha, I like it. Fucking hell! Chloe! Laughs hysterically. You're done. She's done. I swear I'm gonna kill you. That was the last straw. What's wrong with you? That's totally fucked up. Hey, easy. It's just a prank, especially when it's not me. Of course it wasn't you. You're gonna say it was Olga. It was Olga! Like I believe that. That's enough. Take this bloody vagina off my body, give me back my dick, and get this miserable clothes off me. Fuck, I look like a sissy whore. Hehe, sissy whore. Okay, calm down, you lot. I'll rewrite the part of the code, synchronize your avatars, dress you in cool avatars, and we're done. And we're done, rather. Well, maybe a few more minor edits. And we'll immerse you into a real simulation. No edits! Yes, Chloe, no more edits. Don't fret, you'll definitely like these ones. Yeah, boy. Thank God it's not pink. Haha, Grim, look at you. Me? You should look at yourself. Me? Oh, Chloe, why? Because I'm God. Ahaha, it's like playing with Sims, only with real people. Although I did like... Do like what you did with Grim. I wish you could look at yourself, it suits you. God damn you, Chloe. This isn't a remake of Last Fantasy. Remove it. Nuh-uh. Remove it! Nine! Don't remove it, Chloe. I like it. Grim, it really suits you. Why don't you get that hairstyle in real life? In it? Grimcoon became such a cutie.
Ooh woo. Uh-oh.
I can never tell what you're talking about. Alright, Power Rangers, I'm loading the simulation now. Everybody get ready and say some final words in case I fucking melt your brains. Chloe. Okay. You guys look awesome. I wish I had some changes. We'll upgrade you next time. Alright, loading the program. Emo boy, hee hee. Whoa! Ah, yeah! Did I do it? Everyone's alive? Damn, I can't believe it. Chloe, if we died, I would have killed you. What is this place? It looks like some kind of warehouse. It's your first scenario. Capture the flag. A ball, in your case. It's located on the upper section, right down the middle. Your job is to capture the ball and return to the starting point, to the gate. To complete the task, you must evaluate the situation and find the optimal route to the objective, utilizing your surroundings. Location is designed so that you have as many ways as possible to complete the task. So we just need to get to the top for a ball and come back? Exactly, but the task is complicated by the fact that everyone is out for themselves. You must stop an opponent from getting to the target first, but they still manage to get there before you must stop them from returning to the starting point. You also have a time limit. The limit is set to 1 minute to start. Choose the optimal route. Capture the target. Return to the starting point while stopping on an opponent. Come in time and you win a round. Questions? When to start? Now! Wait! What? What's wrong? It's gonna be legend... Wait for it. Legendary! Legendary! Aha, got it, right? Hmm? Come on, if you know, you know. Sorry, brother, nothing personal. Ah! Hey, where are you going? Oh, fuck! No way, that's it. I must win. Huh? Ah! Stop right there. Oh shit, Kathy, I want to win. So do I. He's got some skills, man. Sounds like Grim fighting with Kathy. Ugh. I'm not giving up that easy, Grim. Ugh, thanks for the help. You gotta be kidding me. Whistles. Whistles. Don't underestimate me, Grim. I'll get to the ball first, and you can't stop me. Hey, get your ass back here. You motherfucker. Damn. You could have just punched me in the face, and I would have fallen down. It's a simulation, remember? I didn't break anything, but you missed your chance. Shit. Boy. Do you want to see some magic? What are you talking about? Do you want to win this or not? Do you want to beat the baby girl? Of course I do. Then jump! It's like at least 10, 15 meters. What do you mean jump? Trust me, jump. Shit, fine. Fuck! What was that? How? It's just my magic fingers increase your characteristics. Be my guest. Now do the King Leonidas thing to her. Come on, before she does it to you. I don't think she knows what that is. Come on! Ah! This is Sparta! Nice! Ah ha ha! Grim! That's how it's done! Whistles. Dude, what are you doing? Unscrews another screw. No, wait, dude, let's discuss! Ah! Piece of cake. 30 seconds left. There you are, ball. Oh, shit. Miss me? Giggles. You. Me. You. Me? You. Dude, you're weird. She got the ball. See you later. Grim? Bye, Grim. Yee-haw! Ha ha! 10 seconds left. You were late, but thanks for making it easy for us. And now give me the ball. You wish. Try and take it from me. Get wrecked. It's mine. Ugh. Ah! Ha! And now you lost, baby girl. Yeah! 3, 2, 1. Don't be upset. It's a well-deserved win. I almost captured the ball first anyway. I should have won. It's all your fault, and you were late. If you were here from the beginning, I wouldn't have let you get that far. What? Weren't you the first one who was out of the competition and were at the bottom while we were at the top? Almost beat you. I just needed a few more seconds. Yep, almost beat me. I wouldn't have let you get to the end anyway. Do we have some problems? What's wrong with me? Yeah, you're the problem. I don't like you. You don't even know me. And I don't want to know. What's wrong with you? We're in this together. Take it easy. And what is this? A new look? I don't like it. You look like a baby girl. So, ladies and gentlemen, we have a winner. BBBBJ! A round of applause, please. He deserved that. What's next, Commander? Again. I don't get it. The scenario again? What's the point? The point is to hone skills and reactions. Slowly, the time limit will decrease. Agents must be able to complete a task in 30 seconds. Objectives are the same, but the location and situation will change. It's important to quickly assess the situation and find the optimal ways to complete a task. When we're done with this scenario, we'll run the next one. Today we've planned 3 scenarios with different tasks. We're here into the evening. And now, run it again. Got it. Oh, I don't envy you guys. Well, here we go. A few hours later. You did great, Grim, especially the last 3 times in the last scenario. You've clearly learned a lot. Well done. I just got sick of constantly falling and being beaten by each one of you, one by one. Everything points to the fact that you'll be giving everyone a good beating in a month, haha. According to plans, we have around 50 different scenarios in the next month. Good warning, excuse me. Good work today. Well done. You can go rest. Do we have some kind of a score or something like that? I've completed a lot of tasks today. We have. I'll show you later, but you really did well, Jacob. Everyone did, especially BJ. He's a clear leader today. So how are you? I had fun watching you and managing the simulation. I would have taken all this super techie thing home. Get your ass here, you psycho. I told you I'm gonna kill you. She's saying, get your ass over here, you psycho. I told you I'm gonna kill you. Ah! Grim, calm her down. She seems too angry. Yeah, Chloe, I'm angry. You've abused my body. I reportedly asked you to stop it. You just kept going and going. Oh, come on, Kathy. It was fun, although I still feel weird from that. And yeah, maybe Chloe went a little overboard, but it was just a joke. A joke? Maybe I'm terrible and you joke. Maybe I'm terrible. Maybe I'm bad at jokes, but even I know that's too much. Sorry. Sorry to both of you. What? At first, there was actually a problem with the software, so I didn't start it. Forget it. Just don't do this anymore. Don't do what? In your case, don't be late. I was only a few minutes late. I live on the other side of the city. Then you need to get out earlier. Has she always been such a bore? Nearly always, but we're working on it, right, Grim? Don't worry. I've arranged with the administration. I'm moving to the academy dorm tomorrow. I won't be late anymore. Now we'll be able to see and get to know each other. And I'm talking about us, Grim. Lick, lick. Squirms with goosebumps. What, did she say something about me? What did she say? No, not about you. Don't worry about it. So what do we have next? Well, that's all for today. We can go now. We have in-class lessons tomorrow. The day after is the physical training again and simulations again at the end of the week. Basically, we have a busy schedule. It's your new reality, so get used to it. We need to find a place where they serve drinks and where we can have a good time. Without this, our new reality sucks. I know a place. I think you'll like it. There's only moonshine out of alcohol, but it's good quality. But if you know the right people, you can get a good whiskey and wine. Are you talking about the Last Hope Club? That's the one. Were you there? Yeah, once. I didn't like it. Too loud, a lot of strange people. And word is that they were seen without gas. I wouldn't go there. Too dangerous. How do you think they get booze? Anyway, sometime we should all get together and go there. I'm in. I'm dying to drink and we just got here. I'll pass. Thanks. Oh, come on, Kathy. Have you ever partied in your life? We should all go, please? Okay, I'll think about it. But we can go there earlier. We can go there not earlier than in a month? But we can't go there at least for a month. It's a place in the city center, and we can't yet. We'll discuss it later. Graham, you did really well today. Or she said, you did very well today. Well done. Oh, thanks, Olga. I really tried. It showed, and you'd impress me. At this rate, you'll learn everything quickly and become a good agent, and I'll help you with that. We might have a mission coming up in a few weeks. I can't give you any more details, but I'd like to take you with me. I think you'll be ready by then. What do you think? Okay, if you say so, Olga. Okay, great. Okay, go rest. Everybody did a good job today. Okay, and that's all we're going to do for right now. We did the simulation. That was kind of fun and interesting. It got funny, and then it got kind of cool. So, Snovel's got all kinds of surprises. Again, if you want to support this, that's pretty much the only way to continue it because there's no more free versions of the game being offered. So you better go to the Patreon and donate if you want to continue getting new versions of the game. Remember, the higher you donate, the quicker you get a new version. That's literally how it works. So I have to wait a while. You guys may not. I encourage you to get higher tiers and not wait for me and actually play the game yourself. Because, you know, kind of promoting How to Fix the Future. And you really need to check that out. Mr. Moon Me has made a really awesome game, so please support it. At any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I'm out. And I'll see you next time on Grim's Uncanny Valley with How to Fix the Future.